except cornmeal, salt, water. You know what it's called?
Well, that's whole bread.
It is. Well,
They call it hush puppies, and sometimes they put onions in it, and they make it in little round cakes, whole cakes.
What are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called? It's called, if you didn't bake it, it's called?
Store bread. Store-bought bread. White bread.
What is fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donut.
For breakfast.
Donuts.
All right. Any other name for it, any other shape or way of making it? Do you have any other name for it?
No.
Okay. Well, sometimes you make a batter and fry three or four of these at a time.
Pancakes.
You beat me to it. You went to the store to buy two blank of flour.
2 pounds of flour.
What would you use to bake the bread that's not baking powder? Or soda. It comes in a small little package, dry and granulated. We use it in rolls and things of this.
Baking powder.
No, it's a
soda?
Little package. You're not using
it. Oh, you're talking about yeast?
Mm-hmm. What's the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
What color would you say the yolk of the egg is?
Yellow.
If you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
You're poaching them, boiling them. Boiling them.
All right, and then if you crack them and let them fall in the hot
That's
water.
That's poaching.
Fat salt pork is called what?
That's white meat.
When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it? Did you ever hear of a side of bacon or a side
mm-hmm.
of meat? The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
Bacon.
The outside of the bacon is called?
The rind.
And that's real good too. You don't get it like that anymore. The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs.
Isn't that bacon?
Yes, it can be. The kind of meat that comes in little links or a chain.
Sausages.
Well, who kills and sells the meat? Who cuts the meat and everything in a grocery store?
A butcher.
If the meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat has done what?
It has spoiled.
Are head cheese and souse the same thing?
No.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
I have no idea.
Head cheese, I guess.
Really?
What do you call the dish prepared for cooking ground up hog liver?
Liver sausage?
I think they eat a lot of this liver sausage and liver
loaf. Liver loaf?
The Carolinas. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
You think you'd want to?
No, I have the least desire.
Oh. Do you ever take the juice of the head cheese and the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it?
Haven't.
Then, what's that called? Then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it. What would you call it?
No, I haven't done that a single time.
All right. Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you say was wrong with it?
It was rancid.
Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Sour cream.
Well, any word you
buttermilk.
And sometimes when you keep your sweet milk, as we call it, too long, you call it...
Clabbers.
Okay. What kind of cheese do you make from clabber?
Cottage cheese.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
You strain it.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple... pudding.
No, it's... kind of
pie. Cobbler.
Somebody has a good appetite and you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding? You know, when you're pouring something over a pudding, like a bread pudding or any kind of pudding, what do you call it?
A sauce.